We're joined now by Knoxville softball coach Chris Peden on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. Coach, another week. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Another one down. A lot of softball to come still.
Not quite as busy as you wanted to be this week because of a rainout, but I guess just talk about this week. A lot of tough games and a lot of some of your better teams on the schedule you played this past week.
Yeah, so we, got Clark there on Monday, and we were really ready to go for that one, and I think it showed that the bats finally woke up where we wanted them to be, and those were all earned runs that night, which is really important to us. I mean, we got out there and we earned everything that we took from them, but again, we kind of had that big inning that kind of gets away from us a little bit there, and we just weren't able to get all the way back into it. But we showed a lot, and we learned a lot about ourselves in the sense of we played seven innings, and I mean, we had them on their heels every single inning we were coming. So couldn't be more proud of them in that sense. And then, turn it around, head down to Eddyville and kind of learn some things, what got us ready for that game against Clark. And we did those things, and the bats just came alive, and we did exactly what we wanted to: apply pressure with our bats, hard hit balls. I mean, you get Marley starting the game off with a homer over the center field fence that's how you set the tone. And really good week, really happy with the week we had.
And in that Eddyville game, you went to Mia Durham for her first start, and eighth grader coming out. What was the first impressions of her coming out there and flying live bullets for varsity?
Yeah, I mean, she's seen a ton of time already in varsity as this year's going on. I mean, I look back to the Bondurant game that we played. She threw 120 pitches in the JV game, came in through 40 pitches against a top 10 team in the state, and only gave up, I think, two or three hits and a couple runs. So she's been slowly working in that role. It's kind of working just like we wanted it to in that sense. And we leaned on her there Wednesday night, and she got put in an absolute shoebox by that umpire, and I couldn't be more proud of how she responded. Not a lot of times you can walk 16 girls and give up 16 base runners and come out with a win, but her defense was behind her. These girls rallied behind her. It was awesome to see.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how do you overcome 16 walks? But they also had six errors, which kind of offset a few of those.
Yeah, I mean, you really just accepted what it was. It wasn't that Mia was having a poor day on the mound by any means. He just wasn't willing to give her what she throws, which is a low strike. There was times where he did give it, and we're all looking in the dugout like, she just threw that pitch for six straight pitches. So real props to her for being able to kind of stick through that. I think she ended up throwing 160, 170 pitches. So, I mean, kudos to her for being able to get out there and get after that. And, their errors were exactly what we wanted. I mean, a lot of those errors are already singles, though. I mean, two of those errors are Addie Duncan's already 5 feet past first base, and they just threw it over somebody's head. So I don't want to diminish what my girls did by saying they had six errors. I still think we did some great, great things.
And what does a win, however, supposed to have played Sheraton Thursday night, that got rained out, but just moving forward, the confidence of they saw themselves being successful when maybe had a little bit of adversity during the game.
I mean, we've said it a ton of times, us three coaches, I mean, we absolutely love and adore these girls, and we know how great of softball players that we can be as a collective. And it just, you still have to have that moment where they see that. And at Eddyville, we saw that, and the energy that was able to be kept up all night. And we even saw it at Clark, and the energy that we were able to have there. It's so big for this group to kind of get that confirmation, like, we are what our coaches have told us we are all year. And man, I know there's a lot of disappointed people last night that we got rained out against Sheraton, because we were tuned up for that. We were ready to go. I think we would have been really happy with how last night went.
As we're sitting here, there is a potential day, but you're just waiting on confirmation from umpires. But looking ahead, this weekend you go to your only Saturday tournament, Creston, and you play two pretty good teams out there.
Yeah, I mean, we leave this one on the schedule because this is the one that gets us ready for the end of the year. You're going to see a couple really good teams. You're probably not going to see people that you're going to get paired up with. That's kind of the goal in a way. But they're both top 15 in the state. I mean, I think the Crescent girls top 5 in the state in strikeouts. So we're going to see two good pitchers. We're going to see some really good hitters. But I'm excited to kind of carry over what we've started this week and really see how we can apply it this weekend.
And looking ahead to next week, you've got a full week, as long as the weather holds off, starting with Davis County. And most of it is conference games that you're going to be playing in.
Yeah, I mean, 3 conference games, 3 non-cons. So we got the 2 Pelas next week, and then we got a good conference run. You're talking if we can come out next week 3-2-4-1, 5-0. We're going to be really happy with where we're sitting on the season and in the conference standings.
At this point in the season, as we're kind of heading towards the middle-ish part of June, which probably says around the middle-ish portion of the season, what are you seeing in this team? What kind of things are you hoping that this team can be here in a couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've found our defensive alignment, which was kind of the goal of these first few games. I mean, you get so many multi-sport athletes and you get all these things. You really don't know what you have until that first 2 weeks of softball is done. So we have our defensive alignment. We're confident with playing around each other. We're comfortable with who has what range, who can get to what ball, how are we going to communicate. So those are all the great things, and now it's just continuing to find how can I pick up the girl in front of me in the batting order and how can I set up the girl behind me in the batting order. And as we build those relationships and that comfort, we're going to start really clicking here.
All right. Talk to you next week. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
That's Chris Peden, Knoxville softball coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KRLS.